This week's parasha is Parashas Vayikra. So, it's also the beginning and the name of the Chumash Vayikra. So the whole Chumash, and like we said, it starts with this word Vayikra. And there's a very important Rashi here. And this Rashi is really, in a sense, a Hakadama, an introduction to the whole of this Chumash, what this whole of this Chumash represents, and the whole of our parasha. And our parasha, the first two parashas in the Chumash Vayikra, are basically dealing with the korbanos. So here in this pasuk contains the inyan of the korbanos, and it contains the name of the whole of this Chumash. So it's a very important word to understand. Okay, what's Chumash Vayikra speak about? So you know, it speaks about the korbanos, right? The first two parashas, that it speaks about in Parashas Shemini, the Mishkan, right? The kosher animals, Tumah V'Tahara, that we go to Tumas Yeledet, Tazria, right? A bit more Tumah V'Tahara at the end, right? The Nida, Zav, Zava, Metzora, right? Going to all the Taras. Because Tumah V'Tahara is also associated with Beis HaMikdash. Outside Beis HaMikdash, Bikar. The person doesn't have to be Nizav or Tumah V'Tahara. The only time that a person has to be careful is or Kohen in the Truma, and that's a form of Kodesh, which also the Chumash speaks about here, and the Kahanim it speaks about in Achrei Mos, the Avodas Yom Kippur, and Emor, Parshas of Kahanim, right? And Tumah V'Tahara is also associated with the Mikdash and the Mishkan, right? Then we have Chukosai, Baha, which is Shmisa, Shmita, right, the seventh year, which is also an Indian of the seventh day. Remember, we explained that the Mikdash, which we really finished in Parashat Shmos is the Golus and Geula, and the Geula, the finishing of the Geula is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shochen with us, that's in the Mishkan. Now that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochen with us, we want to understand Achibu, the issues, living with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Vayikra. Yeah? The korbanos, you do something wrong, you do something good, how you come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So, the concept of Shemitah also is a concept of the seventh year, is a Sabbath. We explained the Mishkan, when you have a Sabbath day, seventh year, right? Or seventh year is the same as a Sabbath, the Sabbath of the land, Shabbat Haaretz, the Sabbath of the land. It's a similar concept to Shabbos, that Shabbos is a place we have that chibur, connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we don't need the chibur of the Mishkan. Shabbos is a connection in time, Mishkan is a connection in place. That's why Shabbos, we explained this last week, Shabbos or Parshas Vayikra, you don't need the building of the Mishkan, right? And then we get the end of Chumash Vayikra, we get Parshas B'chukosai. What's B'chukosai? It's all Amelis B'Torah. Amelis B'Torah, because the Tachlis of the Mishkan was to bring the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Peh al peh dabebo. That was the Chibur to Torah, was through the Mishkan and through Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we have the Parshas Erechin, right? Parshas of Erechin, at the end of Parshas V'Kotai, which is giving, it's also associated with Bedik HaBayis, the Hakrava to Bedik HaBayis, of the value of a person's associate, because the person really doesn't have value. He has value as an Eved, but the Etzim, his Neshama, has no value. And that's Parshas Erechin saying that a person in of himself has no value. All that has value is the Avdus Bo, the physical in him. That has value as a slave. But his Etzim Erech, his Neshama, has no real value, because that's something Elyon. Yeah? Okay. Now we have to relate all those parashas to this first word. So let's read the first word. Vayikra el Moshe, and Kodesh Baruch Hu called to Moshe, Vidabe Hashem elav me'oel moed, and he spoke to him from the oel moed lemo. Now every other time we see this, the only time in Chumash we see this lashon Vayikra. Says the Ramban, every time a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Vayikra. Why? Because like you said in last week's parasha, right? Like I said, last week's parasha was a little bit of here. There was, when the Anan was on the Mishkan, there was a Yira, there was a Pachat from the Yiras Hashem, for Moshe Rabbeinu likanes l'Anan. That was too much for Moshe Rabbeinu. Only when the Anan lifted, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu called to Moshe, did Moshe nigash, and then he spoke, pe al pe da bebo. He spoke to him, panim upon him. Yeah? obvious question is, why here are we have the Gilui? This is the only place you have the Gilui Vayikra. This is something we spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe all the time. Simple pshat is, it came straight after we told the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan, the end of Parshas Pekudei. And now, we're explaining how that that dibur came to be. But like I told you, Vayikra is the whole name of this Chumash. Right? Let's see. So Rashi here explains in detail what this word means. So Rashi says, Vayikra el Moshe, l'chol dibrot, l'chol amirot, all the talks and sayings, u'l'chol atzivuyim, and all the commands, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, kidma kriya. There was beforehand the kriya, like the Ramban, there was a kriya beforehand. What's kriya? Says Rashi, Loshen Chiba, a Loshen of endearment. Now he goes and says, Loshen Shemalchei Asharet Mishtamshim Bo. It's the Loshen of Malchei Asharet, of the angels. Shenema V'Karazeh Elzeh V'Amah, right? We say that in Kiddusha, V'Karazeh Elzeh V'Amah, Kadosh, 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 right? Aval Nevi'i Umot HaOlam, to the Nevi'im of the nations of the world, Nigla Elehem, he was revealed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed on them, Beloshen Arai, in a, I say Arai, in a Loshen of happening, Kara, Ve'ika, Loshen of happening, with Tuma. Tuma means disconnection. Tuma, the Loshen Tuma comes from Atima. Loshen Tuma, same word. Le'etom, something means to be separate. Something is separate from you. Tuma means separation. So Tahara, Tahara means, the Gemara in Brachot says, Taha Yoma, the base of the base. Taha Yoma, what does it mean Taha Yoma? The day is Taha, the day is pure. What do you mean the day is pure? The day is clear. Daytime, that's why Boker, the Russian Boker. Boker is Levaker, like Biku Cholim. What does Biku Cholim mean? It doesn't mean just say bring them a bag of flowers and chocolates. No. Biku Cholim means you go and you check up. You mevakeh, you check that the chole is getting that which he needs. He's getting good doctors, he's being looked after, the nurses, right, are treating him properly. That's biku cholim, to check. So bokeh is a time of clarity, a time of biku, that you can discern things. When you have light, you can discern things. So bokeh is a time of tahara, of clarity. That's what tahu means. Atima, tuma, laila is a time of not clarity. Like Mr. Rishi Sharam says, you see an amud, it looks like a person, right? You don't have clarity. That's when a person's atum from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's separate from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So that's Loshen Vayika, it's a happening. And that's the connection that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had with Bilam. That's what Rashi brings. Shenema, Vayika Elokim. First of all, it's Elokim, not Hashem. Vayika Elokim, Elokim is Din. And Din represents period, separation. El Bilam. It happened upon him. Bilam didn't know when it was happening upon him. It happened upon him. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Loshen Chiba upon him, Dibei Hashem. Bilam was the Chezion Alayla, the time of nighttime, time of Atima, time of distance. Okay? So the Loshen Vayika is happening. It means no real connection. The Loshen, when a person speaks to you, upon him, is a relationship. That's a Loshen of Chiba. With Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a relationship. Upon him, Dibei Hashem. Okay, so that's the case. Why do we have a small aleph? If you have a small aleph, right? That small aleph represents that it's more Loshen Vayika, more Loshen of happening, more Loshen of Atima, of separation, not a Loshen of Chiba, of connection. So why is there a small aleph here? There should be a big aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu Pe'al Pe'edaveh, there should be a big aleph. And second of all, what does aleph represent? So aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, right? But it's also, when you count the alphabet, you go aleph till taf, right? You get to taf, you get to 400, right? Aleph is 1, you get to taf is 400. And then after you come back to Aleph and you count Aleph as Elif. Aleph means Elif. Elif also means something which is beyond man's recognition. Aleph represents Alufo Shel Olam. Represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Aleph represents. Yeah? The Aleph represents, there's two ways of saying the Aleph, but the Aleph is made out of a Yud, a Vav, the diagonal is a Vav, the Yud, the Vav, and another Yud at the bottom. So it's Yud, Yud, Vav. What's Yud, Yud, Vav? Kavav. That's 26. That's God's name. Aleph represents Shem Havaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Alufo Shel Olam. Why, when we have a lotion of connection, does this Aleph have to be small? Man cannot connect fully to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Man is in the matzav between Vayika, disconnect, Tuma, separation, and Tara, Vayikra, Chiba, connection. Man cannot fully connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they cannot be written by Yikra in Chumash. The whole of Chumash v'Yikra is about man separating from impurity, coming to Hara, and with man's Chote to reconnect with his creation, i.e. to go from Vayikra to Vayikra. That's the whole of Chumash. That's why Machlat Asurot are here, because it's Metam Temet Alev, it separates man's heart, his desires from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He goes after his desires. It's separation. Tum of Atari, you understood, we explain why that's connection or separation. The Korbanos, you understand, a person is a Chet. He has brings a Korban, Korban Lashon Vayik, for Karov. He reconnects to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Mitzora from Dibura becomes a person, becomes Mitzora, a person who's distant from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chutz Lemachane, Moshavo, he's distanced himself from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? All Tum of Atara is a concept of distance, yeah? Or Tara connection. And the end of Chumash Vayikra is Torah, Bahu Kosai, Shabbos, Baha, which is what we have, why we have Shabbos for? On or the Sabbath year, the seventh, the Shemitah year, it's a time we don't work. We sit and go, take a sabbatical. Even, you know, in the Goyim they learn this. You have a sabbatical, you go and, you know, you take off, you go and rejuvenate, right? We rejuvenate by spending that whole year learning Torah. We don't have to work. That's what you do. Once every 7 years, you come back to Machon Shlomo, Machon Yaakov, and you learn a whole full year. So a little joke over here. Alex said, what does it mean? We rejuvenate. So that's what happens every 7 years. We rejuvenate. I like it. And Alex came up with another idea. The Jubilee is the 50th year. The Jubilee year. I like it. And the tachlis of all this kirva, the highest level of kirva, which is the kirva of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's that kirva? That's Torah itself. That's the Alufo Shel Olam. That's the rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu that can only be found in the Torah. Kutche Brichu Varaisa Chadu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah, and Yisrael and his people Chad. When Klal Yisrael Mishabdim Le'oraisa, they nullify themselves to the Torah, they became one with the Rotzen of the Creator, and they're the Gilui of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. That's the Tachlis Abriya. That's the Tachlis that can only come with Bichu Kosai. When we are mailing the Torah, when we mishabit ourselves, we nullify ourselves to the Torah. That's why the seventh, the Baha, comes before Bichu Kosai, because that's a preparation for Bichu Kosai, for being amelim b'tera. And then when we are amel b'tera, then you understand the erech of a person, the real value of a person. The person's not an eved, he's not meshubet to his guf. A person's meshuchra, a person's cherus alaluchus, a person's free. His freedom is his connection to his higher self, his higher persona. And then we can understand the concept of erech. The behemi, the chelek ha-behemi, the chelek the lower part of man, that can have erech. He's worth an eved. That's zero erech. That's like nothing. As he gets older, he gets less valuable. But if you connect it to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the older you get. You know, most Gedolim don't start after 80 years old. The older you get, right? The more valuable you have. When a person's connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the older he gets, the more valuable he gets. Because he is like a wine. The older the wine gets, the better it is. Das Kenim. It's like a Yayin. Yayin Tov. Okay, so Lechora, we said the small Aleph is because we can't fully connect. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Peh Al Peh Da Bebo. Moshe Rabbeinu, fully connect. Why by Moshe Rabbeinu do you have to write this Aleph? Why? It should be a full Aleph for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? The answer is, here the Torah is teaching us how to connect. You see, when man was created, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu. Let us make. So here Rashi says, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu teach in the creation of man, Nase? He was mityaetz, with Palmal Yeshomal, he was mityaetz to the heavens, to the angels, how to make man. Why here? When making man, he didn't ask how to make the cow, how to make the stars, how to make the sun, the moon, the whole entire galaxy. He didn't ask the angels how to make them. Dafka by man, he had to ask how to make them. Nase, this anova, the humility of a Kodesh Baruch Hu came out in the creation of man. Why? Because whenever you form something, just as a person, a man connects to a female, the machshava that person has, that time of chibul, that creates the person, that creates the neshama of the child. That's, right, is machshava. Kiviyachol, when Kodesh Baruch was creating something, that machshava, Kodesh Baruch, when he's creating man, is munach, is intrinsic to man. Dafka, in the creation of man, there had to be a rotzen of anova. Because man's tachlis is to mishabit himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be an anov, to nullify his rotzen b'fnei rotzeno, to nullify the rotzen of him to the rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why when we have God connecting to man, there has to be a bittle of man's rotzen. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write Vayikra. He wrote Vayikra with a small aleph. Yes, he was connected, but there was a nullification himself, which a nullification of what he really was, written in Chumash to show his humility. In other words, the chiba that we have to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chiba that man has to Kodesh Baruch Hu, comes only through humility. Moshe Rabbeinu was anov mikol adam. Says Chaim Velashim that the Groh, Gaon Mevilna, why was he such a? He was a Groh. He was the Gaon in his time. He was a Gaon. Why would Moshe? Why did he reach where he reached? Says Chaim Velashim, he was anav mikol adam. The Torah of the Gaon Mevilna was related to his anava. The anava of Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say stam peh peh da pebo. Karen Opanov, he was beaming, his neshama was boic, went out of him. Why? Because of his anava. He was completely mishubed to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's why here, B'Dafka, it's teaching us the derech, the way that man connects to the rotzen of his creator, is through anava. That's why Dafka here, Dafka by Moshe Rabbeinu, even though B'Ikar Adin, it should have been a big aleph, here it teaches more to us. It's teaching us that this small aleph is the way we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the nullification of man to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when a person understands that, that's the whole of Chumash Vayikra. All of the korbanos, all of the avoda, all of what happens in this chumash, is the shorish of that, is man reconnecting through man's itbatlus, man's nullification through Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now we're going to learn about the korbanos. The korbanos come, most of the korbanos come because of chet, come because of sin. When man sins, man's sinning with the ani shebo, with the I shebo. Man, in order to reconnect to his creator, has to take that ani and make it into an ayin, into a nullification, ain, a nullification of self. We could explain. So there's an interesting here, I saw in the Kanti, he says, Vaydeber Hashem Elav Me Ohel Moed. So it says, he says, by Avram Avinu. It's interesting. He wants to show the difference between Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. So first of all, you understand that the oil of the Avos was me'ein the Mishkan. The Ashrat Shechina was in the Neiris, etc. The oil of the Imahot, the Avos, right? That was Keneged HaMishkan. So Rikanti brings that when it spoke, when Avram Avinu spoke, it was the Petach HaOil, at the opening of the oil. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Me'oil Moed, from the inside of the oil moed, I the Darga Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu over the Nevuah of Avram was a higher level. Moshe Rabbeinu was Me'oil Moed, from inside the oil moed. Avram was Petach HaOil. That's a Rikanti here. So it says now, by the Korban, okay, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, Vamarta alehim, Adam, man, right? Ki yakriv mikem, when you bring a Korban from you, the Korban has to be. So, what is it, the Ramban, the Rikan, everyone speaks this, a Korban man, when he brings a Korban, really it's from him. Nefesh achote, someone who does a sin, al pidin. That's it. He should be makriv himself. This is a complete chesed, keneged midas hadin, that a person, instead of bringing a korban mikem, he brings. And then this korban has to be Lashem, like I explained to you, Lashem, the Alufo Shel Olam represents Shem Havaya, Kafav, Gematria, UK Babke. Min HaBehema, he brings it from an animal. Min HaBoka, Min HaTzon, Takrivut Korban Chem, you can bring. I.e., man, instead of bringing from himself, can bring an animal, i.e., the animalistic aspect of man. Because what sins? We have three levels, basically. We have the nefesh. Nefesh is the nefesh abahemis, the nefesh animalistic soul within us. That's the only part of man that sins. Nefesh ki techeta, that's the pasuk. The nefesh is the only aspect of man which sins. There's a ruach. The ruach of man is man himself. Is man himself. And then there's neshama, which is man's higher persona. Before man sins, his higher persona leaves man, and that's the pagam, that causes a pagam in the ruach, which also leaves, right? And man is left with his nefesh bahamis, which is nifgam, which is blemished through the sin which he does. So the only thing that which is blemished is his nefesh. The other parts of man left, the ruach is nifgam because the higher persona leaves the ruach, and the nefesh behamis is nifgan according to that sin. We have, right, 248 positive commandments against 248 limbs. It's a mishnah in Olas. And we have 365 negative commandments against our sinews. I don't know if they call sinews, our gidim, that connect our avarim to us. I.e., every sin is associated with a certain ava. When a person sins, that neshama, that soul associated with that aspect of man is removed. And in order to bring it back, we need to bring back or fix the pgam in the nefesh in order there'll be hashrat shechina, the neshama will be shore on that part. That's why we say, mfuas hanefesh and mfuas haguf. Really, all illnesses come from refuas nefesh, from man's sin. So a negative commandment is against the sinews that connect the Evara. Because when a person does something against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he disconnects. What's he disconnecting? That part of his Eva, which connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is now disconnected from his goof. So the sinews, that's which connects. A negative commandment causes a disconnect. A positive commandment, if he doesn't do a positive commandment, the Sheval Tase, he's just not connected. That Eva is just not connected. There's no Ha'ara of his Neshama. There's no involvement of his neshama, that specific Eva. Okay? The Rikanti brings here why we have all these different korbanos. So he says that what you have is what you call the Merkava. The Merkava is like the chariot, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world. So that chariot contains the shore, the ox, the nesha, the eagle, right? The Ari, the lion, and Adam, man. Those are the four, so to speak, the four like vehicles, or like the animals in which the which are guiding this chariot. A representation of higher forms in which Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world. Now I'm going to explain exactly why. But that's the reason we have in the Korbanos four aspects, he explains. The shore is connected, all these Minabaka, Minatzon, yeah, the Izim, the Tzon, the, all the Behema Gasa, all these animals which they're connected, the shore. Connected the Nesha, the eagle, is all the Korbanos of the off. Right? I'm going to explain soon. Connected Adam is Adam HaMakriv. Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem. Man himself is Makriv himself. Or the Kohen. Pushlucha Didan. He's a Shliach of us. He's connected Adam. The Ari, so the Gemara, the Yuma says that the Mizbeach, when it was covered, it was like a lion. The Eish was like a lion underneath the covering. The Eish was always there like a lion. It says, when we were doing Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was like a lion. When we weren't doing the Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was like a kelim, like a dog. Right? Dog represents, the hefech represents the ra in the world. That's why in Mitzrayim, lo yicharetz kelev l'shono, even the lower worlds, the physical lower world, which represents the dog, right, was quiet. It was a complete itbatlus of the whole of reality. Even the lower worlds, the worlds of Ra, the evil, was a complete itbatlus at Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's why Yetziat Mitzrayim, you leave the door open, let us shimurim, mina mazikin, there's no mazikin on Pesach, because that's what happened on Yetziat Mitzrayim. Why dog represents Ra? Because a dog, right, what does a dog represent? A dog is ne'eman le'baleim. He's a good dog. He's ne'eman. He's trusted to his owner. Why is he trusted to his owner? His owner feeds him. His owner gives him stuff. The dog's only there as much as he's yonik. He's taking from his owner. Ra, the whole concept of Ra. We did this week in Mochon Shlomo. The whole concept of Avodah Zarah. In the beginning, when they served the Avodah Zarah, Ramban explains in Aseres HaDibros, the beginning they were mishabed themselves to the Malachim. That doesn't sound so bad. They understood the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were serving the higher Malachim. That was a Mishartei Elyon. The Shivimus have 70 Malachim that serve each Ummah. They were serving those Malachim. That was the Avodah Zarah. What's so bad about it? So we serve a God, so we're serving the Malachim. Well, big deal. They recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The difference is, and this is the fundamental difference, when a person serves the Malachim to get for himself, he's using a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is his kaspamat. Kodesh Baruch Hu is his vehicle in which he can get his own personal benefits. He puts himself at the center. That's Avodah Zarah. That's Ra. That's the concept of a caliph. When a person, his connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu is to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu, kulo la'Hashem, he nullifies himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's by Yikra. That's Tara. That's connection. That's Chiba. That's a relationship he wants to have with Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's about his Hashem. So that's the difference really between Vayikra and Yika. Bilam, he wants the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, who Yodei Das Elyon, to use it to his own purposes, for him to get covered, for him to get money, for him to fulfill his desires. That's Avodah Zarah. Even in Avodah Hashem, there's a Rashash who says on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is a day of connection, a day of Malchus. We can muck up our Rosh Hashanah, says Rashash. If you go on Rosh Hashanah and you go to Kodesh Baruch Hu and you say, have, give me panasa, give me this, give me that, have. The Rosh Hashanah is an interesting look, like a dog, like a kelev. Because that's the concept of a kelev. The concept of a kelev is, I'm using my owner for my needs. I'm yonik, I'm drawing out. Even Chas V'Shalom with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can be like a dog, you can be like a kelev. You can use him for your own purposes. Our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, nobody's going to give to us. It's how we're going to give His Ratzon in the world, how we're going to give to Him, how kiviyachol we're giving by bringing out His Ratzon into the lower world. That works by Vayikra, a little aleph, humility. That's why Nase Adam B'Tzalmenu. That's why when we're created, man was created with humility. And Dafka in that humility, there was a Nata Petach Lapikoris to say there's other Shutfim. You understand? The way Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, He created man with humility. He also created man with an opening of the Apikoris. He could say, ah, there's more gods in the world. Ah, what does more gods in the world mean? He has dominion here. He has dominion here. I can use different dominions to get my needs. That's the concept of Avodah Zarah. That's the concept of Apikoris. So man in his creation has a choice. Apikoris, using the gods for his own needs. That's Avodah Zarah. Oh, that's why the Rambam says, Amin and Apikoris has Machsheves Avodah Zarah. Because he's thinking about himself. Or Nase is humility, connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, connecting to Alufo Shel Olam, Mishabed ourselves. That's Vayikra, that's Lashon Chiba. Okay, so your question is, how is giving the concept of humility? So Rav Volpe, in his Kuntros of Chesed, he explains, the hardest thing for a person, what's the Midah of Chesed? His chapter of Chesed there, he explains that Chesed comes from the ability of man to be sensitive to his fellow man in what they need. Not a projection of his needs onto someone else, but a person of getting out of himself and understanding someone else's needs. That happens with humility. When man removes the focus from self and tries and understand another person from his point of view, not from his man's self point of view, from Reuven's point of view. Shimon wants to understand Reuven from Reuven's point of view, not from Shimon's point of view. So Rav Volpe has a few chapters there saying how hard it is for us to do that. Because the shorish of that problem is man leaving his ani, removing from his ani shibo. Okay? Now going back to the Merkava, the concept of the Korban is when a person does a sin. So the Merkava represents the chibu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, connection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with this world. So when all these chayas are properly connected, then there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu fully connected to the world, and there's a concept of tov. The world is in a matzah, a good matzah, a full connection of a chiba, of vayikra. Chas v'shalom, a person does a sin, right? Whatever that sin is, so it's a disconnect of one of these chayas from the world. And that gum has to be fixed. So if it's a gum in the shore, it has to be fixed with the korbans of a behema gasa, like an animal, a big animal, right? The nesha with the korban off, etc., right? And we, like we explained before. Now, says that Nahadino is the place where the neshama gets burnt in Gehinnom. Where does Na'adino come from? So Na'adino comes from the sweat that the chayas have when they're connecting to the world. That sweat is a concept of difficulty. There's a difficulty, right? There's a strain, there's a difficulty of the connection of the chariot to this world. That causes sweat. That causes us from man's sin. When man sins, there's a disconnect. So the chayas have to sweat, so to speak, to connect. That sweat is created Na'adino, where a person's soul gets burnt or like heated up, right, in the world to come. So the sweat of the chayas is created through man's avarice. And therefore, Mida Keneged Mida, that's the place where in Gehinnom, where man is like burnt and heated. If it's an ola, it's korbano. Ola is loshen of aliyah. That means something has to be brought up, right? And we know it's ola, it's kalil, it's completely burnt. Min habaka, from the Bakar, Zacha Tamim has to be a male, complete animal, Yikrivenu, El Petach Oil Moed, the only Oil Moed, Yakrivoto, Lirtsono, Lifnei Hashem, has to be now bringing back the Rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We went after our own Rotzen. We did a Chet. We have to bring back the Rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Korban has to be Makriv, Lirtson, the Rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now, an Ola, Rashi explains here, it's a Gemara. The Ola is brought for an Ase, and a Lavanitik Ase, and Machshava, and for thought, bad thought. And an Ola is Khalil, because Machshava is man, his whole self. Man's whole self is sinning, so the Ola has to be completely burnt as an offering to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Lavanitik Ase means you did a lav, like you stole, you returned what you stole. So that's a lav nitekla ase. So the maisa of what you did was fixed by that nitekla ase. Or even an ase, you didn't do anything, you didn't do an action, you just didn't do anything. So those two things are also, in a certain sense, the only thing that needs to be solved is the machshava, because there's no action in not doing an ase, right? And there was no, the action of a lav nitekla ase, what you stole was given back. So there's no maisa that needs to be fixed. The maisa you fixed. So there also was a machshava. So ola is really tikkun machshava. So therefore an ola represents man sitting in his full self. Because a machshava is man in his full self. There's no maisa that needs to be fixed. So since man in his full self sinned, the ola has to be something which is kalil la'ashem. Also has to be zachar. Why zachar? Zachar is zecher. Zecher represents memory, right? The Gemara in Bava Basra is Zachar, it's Amalek, Zecher Amalek, right? Right, there's a mistake. Zachar represents memory, represents potency. Man's machshava, man's thought, is his potency. Therefore, the korban has to be a Zachar, has to be a male, right? V'samach yado al rosh ha'ola. Smicha is with all korbanos. The Rekant explains here, why do we need smicha? Because a person really should be makriv, his own nefesh. So what he does is, when a person does smicha, says the Raganti, he explains that man's nefesh, shenifka, that was sinned, that was blemished, now is transferred to the nefesh of the korban. And now through the shechting of the korban, right? The shechting of the korban, what it happens? So the Rekant explains, there is shchita, which is cherev, and there's chenik, because in the shchita itself, it's done with force. So there's like strangulation in the shchita itself. So there's chenik and cherev. There's arba mitzvah basin, right? Then there's a throwing on the floor of the korban. It like falls on the floor. That's skila. And then there's a korban that's put on the eish. That's srefa. That's the arba mitzvah basin. Man goes through all four death punishments, his nefesh through the korban, and that brings the nefesh of man, which was chote, it's mitbatel to the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the four aspects of killing, and the final srefa, kulo la Hashem, which is completely to Hashem, right? And then man's nefesh that was nifgam and was placed in this korban comes back to its full being, back into man. That's how Rekant explains it. That's why we have this smicha. V'nirtzalo, and there's a rotzen. Now when that happens, there's a rotzen lo to him, l'kapeala, to kape is loshen of nikayon, to clean him from his sin. Okay? Why does a korban have to be tamim? Because Adam, when a person is chote, he's nifgam, he's blemished. The korban has to be tamim, has to be complete, to complete that blemish in man. I.e., we're taking man's blemish and we're associating it with someone which is complete, and that association completes in man that which is lacking. Now the main avodah of the korban we're going to see in the next pasuk was shechat ben bakar lifnei Hashem, yishechet in front of Hashem, v'yikrivu bnei Aaron. I.e., from Kabbalah, the Lashon Hikrivu means you received it after you shechted. Shechting can be by the Baalim itself, the owners itself. But the Avodas Adam, that's done from the Avodas Adam onwards, is done only with Bnei Aaron, the Kohanim. et hadam v'zarku et hadam on mizbeach saviv. We throw the blood on the mizbeach saviv el petach asher petach ol moed, which is in the opening of the petach of the ol moed. Right. The main avodas korban is zrikas hadam. Zrikas hadam is the main avodah. That's the kaparos of the bailim, right? That's the main avodas korban. Why the dam? Because the dam hu hanefesh. The dam is the nefesh. Therefore, the zrikas hadam al mizbeach is kilu nizrak hadam. Kilu a person's nishbach dam. His dam his dam is shed on the mizbeach. His nefesh. Since he was chote with his nefesh, so his dam, that dam associated with that nefesh, achote, is now shed on the mizbeach, is nishbach. And that's his kapara. What's called v'yishitet ola v'nitach otanet chachea, right? But the main part, every korban has this, the main part of the hakrav of the korban is the pada, the chalavim. The chalavim, why you get chalav? Why a person has fats? When a person overeats, he gets fats, right? Fats associated with indulgence. So man's indulgence, which is man's desires, are also nikrav agabe mizbeach. That's also the concept of the chalavim bedafka is put on the mizbeach. Okay? V'nitach otoren tachav et rosh ovet pidro. Pidro is the fats. So the Rambam says pidro is from Russian, right? Pada is the fats. It's also from Russian of pirud, Russian of separation. Because when man goes after his indulgence, man separates himself from his creator. Man can go after himself, or man can go after Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So now we'll go back to this Aleph. I'll bring it back to the concept of this Aleph. This Aleph represents Alufo Shalolam. Alufo Shalolam is representing the Keter, the highest Rotson. That's why Korban is always brings us back, really, so no, to the Rotson of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We went against his Rotson. We did it in a way. We went against his Rotson, whatever that Rotson was. And it brings back to his Rotson. Both are represented in the Aleph. The Aleph can be Ani Shebo, the I in me. The I in me means I did what I want to do. I did it my way. My desires. Me. I put me first. That's the Avodah Zarah. That's Kol HaKo'ez, Kol Minei, Ginim Sholtin Bo. That's Avodah Zarah in itself. When a person goes after himself, he's the Merkaz. He's using the world for himself. He's consuming the world. That's Esav. That's Ani. That's why Esav represents the Ra in the world. He's using the world for himself. And Ani can be changed with Aleph Nun Yud to Ayin. Aleph Yud Nun. Now explain how those words work. Aleph, we said, represents Alufo Shel Olam. Yud represents Machshava. I.e., we're connecting our Machshava, our thoughts, to Alufo Shel Olam Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we do that, then we connect to the Nun. The Nun is the 50, Nun is 50, Nun Shari Bina, the 50 levels of Bina, i.e. Matan Torah, the 50th day. We connect ourselves to the complete Rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Ayin. Ani is a different order. Ani is Aleph, Alufo Shel Olam. Nun is Nun Shari Bina. And it goes back to Yud. The Tachlis becomes connecting Alufo Shel Olam and Nun Shari Bina to Yud, to my Machshava. I, the tachlis of all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all should Nun Shari Bina is to me, is to my Yud, the Ani should be. You understand? That's Ani. We take the whole world, we take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we take Nun Shari Bina, it all comes to serve me. That's Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah in itself. That's it, Batlis. That's the difference between the Aleph of Moshe Rabbeinu, humility, nullification of self, or the Ani of Bilam HaRasha, Gaiva, Taiva, Kina, Vekovet. Okay, I'll just quickly explain the Chatas. The Chatas comes on Chet, right, on action, Shesh Bokar, so Shogeg, and the Chatas is brought Min HaNekeva. The Nekeva always represents Midas Hadin. Because the Chatzis comes on Midas Hadin. The Ola is a Machshav, it's a potency. The Chatzis comes on Maisa, an action of disconnect. That's Midas Hadin. So it has to be a Tikkun of Midas Hadin, so that's brought in a korban in a keva. Simply speaking, that's the way Kanti explains that. That's Midas Hadin. It has to be a Tikkun of Midas Hadin. And both the Chatzis and the Ola have to be makrid them Tzfona, on the northern side. North represents Midas Hadin. The Mizbeach, right, is on the southern side, the Aliyah to Mizbeach, because the bringing of the Korban is Midas Harachamim, Midas Hachesed, to be Metaken Midas Adin. But the Shechting, i.e. the Midas Adin, the Shechting of the Katas, the Arba Mitzvah based in the Onish, right, has to be done on the northern side, which is Midas Adin, and then the Hakrava of the Korban, which is Lirtzono, which is bringing the Rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that has to be done from the southern side, which is Midas Hachesed. Yeah, the off, like we said, represents this concept of the eagle, right? This concept of the eagle is that's represented in the korbanus of the off, and it can be also the korban ani, right? There, the off is represents shemayim, eish umayim, right? The off comes; it has a partner. Yonah and Turim. The Yonah and the Turim both represent this ancient mind, this dual concept.
How do we
get mind? An off, the place for an off is in Shemayim. Shemayim, Rashi says, is Eishumayim. So that's the off represents this concept of Eishumayim. That's the eagle. Right? The off doesn't have much, you know, concept. Doesn't have off or ruach. Doesn't have much being. It's not such a korban, right? It's a korban ani, right? The mincha is even more of a korban ani, but it fixes in the higher spheres because a korban ani, the rotzen by the ani is more important. And by an off, you don't have shkita. By an off, you have malika with the tziporin. Tziporin represents, as Rambam says, tziporin represents midas adin. It's motrei adam. That which is extra on man is something which represents the ra. Anything which is extra, which is not needed for man's avoda, is extraness. Tziporin is part of man. It's something you cut off man. It's something which is extra man. It's there for protection. But the extraness of the tziporin, the growing of the tziporin, which you need to grow in order to do malika, the kohen needs to grow it. That extra growing represents the extraness of man, and that extraness is associated with midas hadin. And it's coming to fix man's arrogance. Korban off is coming to strings. Eish umayim. Eish umayim represents eish, man's gaiva, kas, right? And mayim is man's desire. I.e. man's arrogance that leads man to go after his desire. That's korban off. It's done on the back of his neck. That's his orif, kshei orif, where hard-necked people, that's connected to the gaiva. And the tziporin is midas adin, that's pogea, that's molek, that separates man's gaiva. This is associated, we're going to associate it with Purim, this is associated with Amalek. Amalek is the people, is the Rav, in Likutei Torah, he explains, Amalek is the am who shemolek. They're the people that disconnects us from our Creator. That does malika to our connection to Shemayim, which is represented the off. We fly to Shemayim. Amalek is the one that disconnects. Right? Amalek is that which represents Gaiva and Taiva. Korban off is to remove that aspect of Amalek in us and bring us back to Shemayim, to Eshumayim, which is not Eshumayim Shulmata, which is Taiva and Gaiva. Eish is Taiva, is Gaiva, Mayim is Taiva. Ela Eish v'Mayim Shulmana, which is Shemayim. And a Chibur, we connect our persona, a higher persona, a power. We reject our own power, our own self, Ani, to Ayin. We nullify to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Bittul of Gaiva, right? Bittul of Gaiva is Anova, and the Bittul of Desire is to have desire to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chuka to the Rotzen, the desire to the Rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.